Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate. So please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th. So grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. One of the most impactful shifts you can make is from the idea that you have to do these things to the idea that you want to do these things. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series, a mini series that airs between our full length Monday and Saturday episodes to help you reconnect in the midst of your busy life and all your competing priorities to how you want to show up today and what you can do today to move in the direction of your goals. I got a message from a client who's doing really great work. She's made really positive changes, but she said every day sort of feels like rushing through this list. I have to do this. I have to get these steps. I have to eat this protein. I've got to write everything down. I've got to get in bed by this time. I'm trying to do my stretching. I've got to lift weights. And she's hesitant to add more, even though she's been consistent, because it's just one more thing that she has to do. And I told her, more than anything related to your capacity and your bandwidth, the area to work on is your perspective. These aren't things you have to do. You absolutely don't have to do them. You get to do them because they benefit you in significant ways. And the sort of step beyond, I get to do this, I get to take care of myself in this way, not everybody gets that opportunity, is getting to yourself to a place where you want to do those things. It is much harder for me to work out consistently when I view it as something I have to do. I have to make time for it. I have to get sweaty. I have to push hard. When I got to the point where I wanted to do it, it's the best time of my day when I'm out of my head and into my body and thinking about the good things that are happening for my body and the amazing endorphin rush that I have afterwards. I want to work out. I want to write down my goals. I don't have to do it. I want to do it because I love getting my mind fixed on what I'm working to create and why, and getting excited about that. That feels so good. That feels better than like, what are we having for dinner tonight? The energy of it is so much more positive and more encouraging. I want to do it. So there's three progressions of this. There's, I have to do this. There's the, I get to do this. You know, I think about my house and sometimes feeling like I have to clean the kitchen. I don't. There's lots of people that have trashed, messy kitchens out there. But having a home with a kitchen to clean is something that I wanted when I lived in an apartment. The kitchen that I have now, the home that I have now, would have been a dream then. Maybe it would have been a dream for you when you were living under your parents' roof to have this place of your own. Whatever it is, I get to. And as you solidify that perspective, you can move to, I want to. I want to. And that takes work, but it's a powerful shift that's worth your effort. I want to do this. See you tomorrow.